Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 123. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis. You didn't start it on time, did you?
I played the other one first.
Oh, you're killing me. I got it down.
The movies one.
Gotcha.
Welcome.
Welcome Thursday to evening. Thursday.
October the somethingth.
10-10.
Is it the 10th? Yeah. Oh, I see what's happening here.
Oh, I feel like every time you come here, I have to change the calendar. Should we see what today, October is? Maybe it's going to be a dog in a pile of leaves.
Maybe it'll be a cat in a pile of leaves. Maybe it'll be a dog in a pile of shit. As he's flipping over the calendar to 10-10-13 and dropping the magnet on his toes, it's Scout.
It's Scout. It kind of looks like your grandpa's dog.
Daisy. Oh, see.
A much younger version.
Now I feel like it would make a lot more sense for him to come the 24th. But when I was looking at the calendar before, it didn't look appropriate.
Right. No, that would actually make a lot more sense.
Because there's two Thursdays.
Because there's five Thursdays total this month.
Anyway, now that no one has any idea what we're talking about, let's get into things. Do you know anything about home box office?
Movies?
Home box
office?
TV shows?
Roku?
Do you want to... Maybe you could get one on your phone now.
HBO?
Yeah. Home box office. That's what it stands for.
I didn't know that. Now I know.
Because it's like
all I know is
movies.
I just know the sound. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's what it sounds like.
HBO is moving or expanding. Not moving. Expanding to
a little bit.
Google Play Store. It's not sure. It sounds like it's supposed to be in a couple months. Like, they haven't set an actual date yet.
Well, there's some stuff that's there already. 5 shows.
Really?
Yeah, Boardwalk Empire, Game of Thrones.
I didn't know that. I thought it wasn't supposed to happen for a couple months.
There's going to be more.
Gotcha.
But right now, there's five. Are you looking? Are you looking at your message?
Message.
But yeah, they're moving a little bit. I think... At first, when I saw all the articles about it, I was really excited. Like, maybe they're finally moving into an a la carte subscription. But the more I looked at it, the more it seemed like it's just like it is on iTunes. Because you can buy all the shows on iTunes, but you can't get them until, like, when the DVD comes out. And, like, on HBO Go, the Google Play Store, they have Boardwalk Empire, but they only have last season, and they're midway through the season this year already, and none of the episodes are there. So it's not like with AMC, when the show's on, you can get it the next day on iTunes.
Yep.
But that's not the case.
And maybe that's just something... And see, I think... I mean, that's gotta be something... That's one of my favorite face masks.
JPP?
Yeah. It's sweet. And you know what? I think that's something that HBO is going to have to let go of. Like, if they don't want people to
eventually,
pirate
yeah.
stuff,
well,
they need to
They seem
give...
to take it as a compliment, though, they always say.
That's, you know, in the end, they're like, ugh. Because you know, if they put all the episodes, like, as soon as they were out, gave them to people, I bet you half the people would pay for it still.
Oh, I think you'd get a ton.
So it's like, why wouldn't you guys? That's...
But yeah, so hopefully it's a sign of things to come, but we'll have to keep an eye on the situation to see what happens. A side note on here, wait, it's not on my list, but Aereo won a small battle in Boston. Again, another court case.
In Boston?
In Boston. And there's some people that are wanting them to go now to the Supreme Court already, like with a lot of the
stream
stuff.
Stream on, good friends.
The broadcasters, the broadcasting companies are really trying to stop it, and it's just not going well for them.
Isn't that awesome?
Ariel just keeps winning in court, and I think it's hilarious.
Good guy, Brandon Marshall.
Good guy?
Yeah.
Is he on Reddit?
Yeah. Has borderline personality disorder, wears green shoes for Mental Health Awareness Week, will get fined by the NFL, and will match the fine and donate the money to a cancer charity. Even though they...
I think they allowed it.
Yeah.
That's not... This is not football podcast.
Oh.
But anyway, yeah. Go Aereo. They're expanding a little to Chicago now, but not here to Minneapolis, although they're on the list of places to get it. I'll totally sign up.
Is there a beta?
No, I check sometimes, but we can't sign up yet. I'll let you know.
All right. What I did find out?
What?
Is...
What, like, a fox says?
No, that... So I've got a little antenna hanging up there for my TV.
Yep.
That if you just plug the cable into the wall, that they still stream... push the local television channels over the cable lines. So you don't have to have an antenna.
Here?
Apparently. I'm going to check it out.
Let me know how that works out.
I know, that'd be sweet.
Because channel 11 always goes fuzzy
on
me sometimes.
That's the one that pisses me off. It's like...
Wait, I always have to get up and move.
29 works fine. That's the one that always causes problems. What are you doing here?
What if Jay Cutler got hurt?
Oh, that'd be sweet.
I don't know. One.
Yeah, it would.
Not for Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, would.
But is he going to be the quarterback?
Yeah.
I can see it.
He's going to pass to himself, just like...
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Brad Johnson.
Ryan Fitzpatrick did it last week.
That's all right.
Threw it.
Brad Johnson
hit someone,
did it.
Caught it, ran.
Brad Johnson got a touchdown for it, like, so 6 years ago.
Brad Johnson has not played in the last 6 years.
For the Vikings? What did he last play?
I don't know. Anyway, so we talked about Nest before. They make thermostats that look like
Nest.
They look like iPods.
They don't look like iPods. They look like That Was Easy Button.
Track wheel.
He
likes circles.
Scratch that. It was not 6 years ago. It was...
16 years ago?
16 years ago. Holy...
He did not play for those 6 years ago.
Number 9 on ESPN's top time luckiest of plays. In, is that funny that this is ESPN's music? Doesn't that seem super cheesy? Do you remember that? Do you remember that play?
No.
I remember that play.
Look at their pads. Look goofy as crap. Was this like 20 years ago? No, I just told you it was 16.
Anyways.
They make smoke. Now they're gonna make a smoke detector. Nest is. Did you see them at all?
Yeah,
they're pretty crazy. They're square because they want to differentiate themselves. But they have like.
So you could, it's like, oh shit! Do I need to replace the batteries in that? Is that one the smoke detector? Is
that it's also a carbon dioxide detector. It tells you if it needs to be battery, but they say it'll go for years on double A's. You can wave at it, and it like has motion sensors. They have so many sensors in it. It lights up.
It says hello, Michael.
Does it say that? It says something like that.
No,
it does talk.
I just made that up.
It does talk.
That's ridiculous.
It tells you smoke.
How does smoke... You want to know what's funny?
How does smoke detector
How
work?
How do smoke detectors work?
Don't know.
I was just thinking about that. No lies. This morning on my way to work. Not even in relationship to this. It might have been subliminal because I heard about these yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you figure out how they work?
No, I didn't look it up yet.
Oh.
But doesn't that seem crazy?
They said they had to go through a ton of, like, they've been building this for a year, two years.
Think how crazy that has to be.
And it has to go through, like, so many FDA, FCC, some sort of testing
from
the government.
I'm sure it has to be FCC, because it's going to be wireless.
Yeah.
Because, oh, hey, I just got a text. My house is on fire.
It does text you.
I know. Don't you think that would be the worst
text ever?
It sends
alerts. Smoke alarm in kitchen. And you can get multiple, and it knows the room it's in.
That would suck so much. I mean, that's an awesome idea, but...
You know, you wouldn't want to know? 3rd and 20. Why would you do such a short pass? Jay Cutler, you fool. Anyway, smoke detector. I don't know. I think they're pretty awesome. They don't go on sale. They're looking at November. I think they're $150, which is pretty spendy if you need to outfit your house in them. Because since a regular one's like $30.
Well, especially like when my mom started doing daycare, you know, it's like you only have to have like one in every per code. I think you have to have one in like every area of the house, like split it into thirds, or depending on like square footage. But when you do daycare, you have to have one in every room.
Yeah.
And so it's like
one here.
They only got a field goal. That sucks.
It was 3rd and 20. I know. Do we only have one in our build? One here? Yeah. I don't know. They look cool. It's a crazy idea. There's a lot of stuff. It's cool. Are you going to get one?
No, because I don't have a Nest. Fair enough. Think Nests are cool, though. And it's a good step in the right direction of making your house automated.
A fully automated house.
Yeah.
It's like the Jetsons.
She got work that's researching locks right now, like house door locks.
I was going to buy one. I almost bought one. I could have even done it here. Yeah, because it just like goes, you just have to pull up the plate a little bit and it slides behind it and then it like fits over it, so it turns it basically. But then it's automated and you can do it with
NFC?
Bluetooth. But not everything has NFC. What is that noise? Do you hear that noise? Or am I going crazy?
It's a POS fridge.
Rise King. Yeah, there are a lot of different locks that are out right now, but I haven't seen any. Like, there's been a few that I thought were pretty cool, but they all have their... I don't know. So Samsung announced a phone. The Samsung Galaxy Round, which doesn't make sense, really, because it's not...
Well, it's not round, curved. But it's round.
It's curved. It's curved. Because apparently the curve was taken, I guess. I don't know. Probably because they named something else that...
No, there was a phone called the Curve.
I know, but their name... Probably them, really.
Makes sense.
Although then I think it wouldn't matter. They could do it. But anyway, apparently it's like a 5.7-inch curved display. It's talking about being released in Taiwan, and they don't have any... indication of whether or not it'll be allowed worldwide or be shipped worldwide yet. Does that seem crazy? Like, what do you think? Do you think you need a curved phone? You think curved phones are the way of the future? Like a curved TV?
No.
They make a curved TV now, right? The big ones?
Yeah. No.
That's just Samsung being Samsung, really. Apple is supposedly, according to All Things D, going to hold their iPad event October 22nd, although I did hear rumor before that it was going to be in October in the 20th, so it kind of makes sense. And that would be a Tuesday, that puts it about right. That means I bet the iPads go on sale November 1st. New iPad 5, new iPad mini with Retina maybe some new Macs, probably the MacBook, or not the MacBook Pro, but the Mac Pro. Maybe a new Apple TV, maybe a iWatch, new Swatch.
Swatch.
Galaxy Gear came out. It's not getting the best reviews. A lot of people really like the commercial they made, but nobody likes the watch, apparently.
Seems legit.
AT&T actually put out their own watch, and apparently it's doing way better. Like, everyone thinks that it's way better than anyone that's made a watch so far. So there's that. Amazon launched, at least more widespread, a login and pay with the Amazon service. Like I always see pay with PayPal, now you can pay with Amazon.
That's awesome.
Which is how Kickstarter is. They use your Amazon payments for Kickstarter. At least I have. Have you?
Yes.
I would definitely use that over PayPal.
Now, Amazon allows you to keep a credit in your account.
Oh, then stuff's going to get crazy.
Then things would get crazy. Sure. That's
you
how
think one-click shopping's easy now? Wait till you have money in your account.
I would ditch PayPal entirely.
Yeah.
Entirely. That would be so awesome.
PayPal better step up their game. The papes.
Did you hear that
PayPal?
Bezos.
Jeff Bezos?
He didn't know his dad. Did you read that article? Like his biological father. He was actually adopted when he was one. Like his mom got married, had a baby, him. Got divorced after a year and a half.
Yeah.
She got married like 12 months later.
And he never knew?
And this guy, like Jeff.
So some guy's coming looking for money or what?
No, not at all. He had no idea who he was. Like, he didn't even know.
The last name?
He didn't even know Jeff Bezos, like the name at all. You know, but Jeff was looking for him.
How, if you're Jeff Bezos, how hard is it to find someone? I just go into my Amazon directory. He's probably bought stuff from me. Pull him up. Oh, I have his home address.
For fuck's sake.
You know what just happened there. So, did he find his dad?
Yes.
Did he give him money?
Doubtful.
Did he give him the Washington Post?
Yeah, he gave him a newspaper. I got this for you. No, I don't think so.
A dying business for your abandonment.
Makes sense.
It's like a metaphor. Anyway. Chromebooks. There's some new Chromebooks out. 11-inch HP.
It's true.
279, 249, something ridiculously cheap. 279, I think.
No? I thought it was 249.
2-something-9.
Yeah.
Pick a number. Flip it in.
We'll split the difference. 269.
264.
264. I wanted to stick with the 9.
I get it.
The 9er.
Uh-oh. Oh, they're going the wrong way. I see what happened there.
Oh. I was like, oh, yes, yes, yes.
It's like they're so close, and no, I realized that's their own end zone. So anyway, they're getting, they're cheap. They're Chromebooks. I don't know. You going to get one? No. Why would I get one?
No, I don't think I will. You would get a Samsung one. I was talking with Kyle at work. We were talking about Chromebooks. It's like, there's still something intriguing about them.
Because they're cheap.
Yeah, and that's...
It's like, I popped down a few bucks to see what it's all about.
I was telling him, it's like, there's multiple times where it's just like, I've been on my tablet, on my Nexus, and it's like, ugh, you know, I just need a real keyboard.
Right. That's really all it is a tablet with a keyboard.
It's a big sack. That sucks.
For who?
For
Ruben Randall.
Bears.
Yeah, I don't know. Chromebooks. Except for the HP ones look really cheap. Like, they're plasticky. The Samsung ones, I'll say, look nice.
Agreed.
But the new HP ones look like crap. HP also, Meg Whitman, she's still running that. She's like, came out and said still. What everybody already knew, but basically said that Microsoft is at war with their OEMs.
Duh.
But like, well, when they start making their own products.
It's like...
Uh-oh, the ball got loose,
oh,
too.
Oh, my word.
Did the Giants just get it back?
I think the Giants so would have got it back.
So anyway, we're totally ADD tonight. HP? Yeah. Microsoft?
No, it's...
Bill Gates.
It's a news story Bill about stuff that everybody's already known.
Nielsen is rolling out their Twitter ratings system. They're going to start using that to help their ratings based on what people are talking about. So that'll start rolling out. T-Mobile announced that they will start they have a plan that's going to give you unlimited roaming or 100 roaming minutes in 100 countries.
That's crazy.
Travel the world with T-Mobile.
Makes sense.
Look out, AT&T. We're coming for you.
I know. Do you think T-Mobile has a stake in the cell phone market still?
I think they're doing crazy. I think they force the hands of the other carriers a lot with their plans and whatnot.
It's just crazy what they do.
Because they're the low guy. What are you going
to
do?
Like, it's like we've gotten like nothing left to lose, really. So they're just like, all of our cards are out.
But it's not even that. I mean, the things that companies charge for is outrageous. I mean, there's really...
Right.
There's so much overhead that they can get cheap without affecting their costs. But then it forces the other ones... Like I said, it forces their hands. I think it's funny.
Are you going to ever go back to T-Mobile?
I thought about it. Mostly because I hate AT&T. Really, I thought about going to Sprint again because they were offering $100 off new iPhones.
Fair enough.
And then I was like, ooh, I could get a new iPhone, and it'd be $100 cheaper. And that would probably cover my early termination fee.
I get you.
But then I'd have to wait for the next upgrade, and then I'd want to do it again. That's what really what I
then
thought
about.
Then
you could just get in on the plan where you can.
Well, I thought about doing... Yeah, see, those are ripoffs, though.
I know, because it ends up working out to be the same in the end.
Right. It just makes people feel better.
Right. Well, you're paying payments instead of...
Upfront fee. Yeah. Yeah. But... There was, I figured out the cost. I think it's like Virgin Mobile has like the $30 plan for free unlimited everything, but there's no subsidization to phones. And so I'd be paying, you know, $6.50 when a phone comes out or whatever they are. Mm-hmm. But in the end, it's still way cheaper.
Right. That's what I was trying to, it's like, some people just don't understand math, and trying to explain to them, like, how.
Some people just don't understand math.
Yeah, it's true.
Like the most broad things.
It's like, it's funny. It's when sad. You're trying to explain sad. To somebody, like I told them why my phone bill is cheaper than theirs by like $30. And it's like, I paid full price for my phone. Well, I said, it's like,
you're paying $30 a month for your phone. You just don't know it.
Uh-oh. Maybe that's just for the better right now. Except I really do kind of want to see what's going on.
Well, we're almost done, so.
But it's like, I pay, my phone bill is $50 a month. Unlimited texting, data plan.
Man, that's dirt cheap.
But then I pay $20 a month for payments for my phone. I could pay it off right now, and my phone bill would be $50 a month.
So right now you're paying $70 a month to T-Mobile, but yeah. $20 of it is for your phone.
Exactly. And it's like, but they just don't get that. They're like, yeah, but I can buy I can upgrade my phone for $100, and my phone bill is $70. And I'm like, yeah, but 30 of those dollars are paying for a phone. They're like, no, I paid $100.
They're paying the company back for the subsidy they gave you up front. Yeah. Some crazy stuff. Did you see NASA got some special funding somehow, even though they were worried that the government shutdown was going to cut out their mission, and they somehow break the cards.
They're like, oh, we had this extra $20 million in our back pocket. Haha, suckers.
Good for them.
Yeah, I think so. Gives me...
I mean, we got this cliffhanger thing coming up, so...
Yeah, people are freaking out about it. Are you freaked out about it? I'm going to buy a gun.
Yeah?
That's what I'm going to do.
You want to hang out?
You want to run the shotgun? I'll run the pistol?
Yeah, that seems fair.
All right.
It'll make Danny cook, and I won't be the lookout. And Nicole.
And Nicole will sew clothes.
There you go.
We're set.
Bada bing.
We'll do it at... Can we do it at Nicole's place? Because she's got the height advantage.
Yeah, we can just go north. She's on the first
floor. Yeah, and it might be pretty
stiff. Probably
wait,
not.
We probably shouldn't divulge plans
online. Moving on.
I'm really missing this whole not having my stream right now. I think the Bears have the ball, though.
It tells you right there that they did.
I know, but it was like...
I know. Anyways.
With that...
Do you have anything else you want to throw in the bucket?
Quantum computing.
Oh, that Google thing?
Ones that can be zeros. It's not just bits, it's quarks.
It's messed up.
I know.
Some crazy stuff.
I can't wait, and that's on the 20...
It's tomorrow, isn't it? I thought the movie comes out tomorrow.
It must be tomorrow, then. I'm excited. Google and
NASA. I thought NASA had part of it.
Google, NASA, and I'm thinking of the computing company, though, that set it up.
IBM.
No, it's not IBM. It's a computing company from Canada, actually.
Rogers. Oh, they had a national outage.
Google?
Rogers. The biggest carrier in Canada.
Hmm. It's probably because some moose tripped over the power line.
Moose, eh?
Yeah.
Someone turned off the lights.
Somebody spilt some maple syrup on the circuit board.
Oh, maple syrup. Anyway.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on our multiple social media
feeds of social
that are inlets for you.
Inlets?
Our outlets, your inlets.
Anything you want.
We're on Facebook. Search Bleed Geek or facebook.com/Bleed Geek. We're on
Twitter
at BleedGeek or twitter.com/BleedGeek.
Like
or subscribe at BleedGeek.com. Give us a call, 406-794-3357. Shoot us an email, fans@BleedGeek.com. Feel free to send us some money because, we're starving artists. So you can also send us an email at donate@effed.
I am hungry, actually.
Donate@BleedGeek.com. That's our PayPal address. Or Mike's got a square. And he accepts credit card payments that he will, in turn, do all proceeds to Bleed Geek. Or we accept cash. 2735 Rice Street, apartment 327.
We should probably get a P.O. box.
Cashier's
check.
Yeah. With that.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy, the Quark Orvis.
Have a good night.